us about the first book that you've chosen.
Well, I was turned on to this book by a friend, and it's a book called Patriotic Gore by Edmund Wilson. It was written in the early 60s. And it's on the surface, it's a collection of essays about the great literary people of the Civil War era. So it's got the biggies like Lincoln and Douglas, but also some unknown Sidney Lanier and some kind of off-brand writers. But he's such an intelligent writer, so smart. And I love the book because I think when I think about the Civil War, I tend to think, oh, those poor dummies. If only I had been there, I could have figured it out for them. Or if only our culture had been there, we'd have avoided that. But you can see that these were intensely literate, intelligent, compassionate people trying their best not to steer that car into the ditch, and they couldn't help it. And in spite of their beautiful, incredible, articulate writing, the war happened. So it was, for me, it's a good wake-up call to remember that probably any generation is about as smart or dumb as the one that came before it. We remember it in black and white, but in fact, these were really competent, intelligent people, just with a really intractable problem that they had to solve. So that's a great read.
I mean, we all live within the context of our time. You can't escape that.
That's right. You know, it sort of made me think that you have to be really vigilant in your moral relation to the world, because the problem that's going to expose your cowardice, for example, or your lack of judgment, is not going to announce itself. It's just going to come up on you in a hurry. And actually, I'll segue to a second book, if you don't mind. There's Arthur Miller's autobiography, Time Bends. I've just been reading that in his memoir. And he's got some great stuff on the McCarthy era there. And you can sort of see it almost from the ground level, the way that a person in that time might have actually gone before the committee and named names. It doesn't seem quite as black and white as it does in retrospect. And he's also got a beautiful sections on his relationship with Marilyn Monroe that really kind of humanize her. But it's a great memoir because he's a terrific sentence-by-sentence writer. So when he describes the Depression, it feels like something from a sci-fi book. It doesn't feel like, you know, kind of the Grapes of Wrath. It feels like something that's happening to you in real time. It's not named yet. It's just, he describes this ghostly visions of New York City, the streets empty and people with nothing to eat and kind of really just working every angle they can to try to get, you know, something going on. And you could really feel the fear, in the air and so on. So it's a really terrific book.
What's your third pick?
I would say there's a great book of short stories called Red Cavalry by Isaac Bobble. And he was a contemporary of Hemingway's. And Hemingway said, Bobble does what I do, but more so, better. Bobble was a minimalist, but also kind of a beautiful lyrical writer, too. So when he was a young man, he went to Poland to spread the revolution with the Red Cavalry. But he was a Jewish kid. So he went with the Cossacks, who were kind of notoriously anti-Semitic, into Poland. On the way, the Poles would massacre Jews, and then the Cossacks would come in and do it again. And so it's a beautiful book of kind of the unraveling of idealism. This young kid who is in it for the right reasons, and he sees that both sides are behaving badly. But it's also one of the most beautifully written, honed collection of stories. So you'll tell a story, there'll be three pages, and so much happens, and so much is omitted. And it's, for me, it's a great, almost like a palate cleanser. You know, when I go back to write fiction, to be reminded, oh, it can really be this tight. Mm-hmm. In fact, you are responsible for every comma and every sentence. And he's got a great line in one of his stories that no sword can pierce the human heart like a period well placed.
And, you know, that, of course, bringing that back to your own work, I mean, that's the challenge of a great short story writer is, you know, how tight can you make it?
Right. And it's, you know, it's kind of crazy because I would say the tighter you make something, the more intelligent you make it. And the more intelligent you make it, the stronger the bond is with your reader. You know, if I cut out four useless words, I have just said to you, I honor your intelligence. I know you'll get this. And we'll be there more intimately because I've trusted your intelligence. And that's the whole sort of psychology of the short story.